All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father. And who the Father is, but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Luke chapter 10 verse 22. Jesus made it clear, it is the Father's will to reveal himself through the Son. This revelation is open to everyone. While Jesus walked the earth, people saw glimpses of his power and authority, but they did not fully understand who he was. That understanding was hidden until after his death and resurrection. Now, through the gift of salvation purchased by his blood, anyone who believes can grow in knowing who Jesus is. Through the new birth, the will and purposes of the Father are revealed in the life of every believer. Jesus said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. John chapter 6 verse 51. At first, these words sounded impossible. The people knew that eating flesh and drinking blood were forbidden under the law of Moses, so they pulled back in fear. But the meaning was spiritual. When someone receives salvation through the blood of Jesus, they become a partaker of his life. They receive eternal life in their reborn spirit. This is the bread that never runs out. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. Matthew chapter 16 verse 24. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. Luke chapter 9 verse 23. Salvation is for anyone who believes, but Jesus made the call clear and strong. Following him is not optional, it is a command. Taking up the cross is not a one-time event. It is a daily choice. The cross represents death to the old nature. For the believer, this means dying to self and laying aside anything that resists the will of the Father. Matthew records when the mother of James and John asked Jesus to give her sons the highest places of honor in his kingdom. Jesus replied that they did not understand what they were asking. To follow him meant drinking his cup of suffering and sharing in his baptism of sacrifice. When the other disciples became upset, Jesus gathered them and taught them, declaring, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew chapter 20 verses 25 to 28. In the world, power and rank create division. But in the kingdom of God, there are no class distinctions. All are equal, and true greatness is found in serving others. Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. John chapter 14 verse 23. Love for Jesus is shown by obedience to his word. And to those who love him, both the Father and the Son promise their presence. Jesus said, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. John chapter 12 verse 26. The highest honor in life is not from people, but from the Father himself. He esteems those who serve his Son, not because of who they are, but because they belong to Christ. This is what Jesus said about anyone who follows him. They will know the Father, share in his life, deny themselves daily, live as servants, keep his word, and receive honor from the Father himself.